Good morning, guys. What is going on? Master Al here. It is Monday, my favorite day of the week, and I want to make a quick little podcast for all of you, trying to motivate you and inspire you and, I don't know, trigger something deep in your brain to make you act instead of think. You know, I heard this many years ago. I actually read this many years ago when I was younger, that most likely doers are not dreamers and dreamers are not doers. And it's just weird because that always just stuck in my head, trying to understand what he meant, because I've always been a combination of both. I'm a dreamer, but I'm a doer at the same time, you know, so I never understood that if someone dreamed of something, why wouldn't you do it? I mean, you dreamt of, you know, but I guess in most cases, people dream of things, but they don't want to take action. And after all these years of, you know, studying human behavior, because I'm completely fascinated with learning how and why people do what the things they do, you know, I realized one thing, one of the things, obviously I don't have the solution to all the problems in the world. If I did, I'd be a fucking multimillionaire, possibly billionaire, but I don't. You know, so as I come across things and as I figure out a few things that make sense in my head, may not make sense at all, but it makes sense in my head, I like to share those things with you guys. And one of the things that I realize with people in my field, in the fitness world, or both fitness world and the martial arts world, is that most people want to get results. Most people want to achieve things. They're not willing to pay for it. And, you know, it's almost like the Marines have a saying that I completely love. And he says, it goes, everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. And it's absolutely funny and yet to the point, and it's true. Most people want to achieve things, but they don't want to pay the cost of it. Meaning, not what it costs, you know, something's worth $800. Not that they don't want to pay the $800. I'm talking about other things, different things, when the sacrifice, the grind, the either getting up early in the morning, sacrifice maybe a little bit of your lunchtime, or at the end of the day when you're tired, instead of going home, just head to the gym and give it 1 hour of training, you know, a good hour of training for your health, you know, to take care of you. And so I realized that most people, the reason why a lot of places, a lot of things, a lot of businesses actually make it and are completely, completely amazing and, you know, very successful is because they offer comfort. You know, spas, everyone loves to go to the spa, right? It's comfortable. They're going to massage you. They're going to make you feel good or whatever. Most people, I would say, they rather go to the spa than go to the gym to someone like me who's not going to massage you. It's going to make you do things that you're not comfortable with. Like, hey, let's put that incline on the treadmill at 15, speed 3, because this is one of the best ways to lose fat. Notice I didn't say lose weight, even though we always use the word, let's lose weight. You need to lose weight. Guys, at the end of the day, you don't need to lose weight. You just need to lose the fat. You know, keep whatever weight you're supposed to have. You know, so don't get so fixated with the weight. You know, there is someone out there that weighs the same as you, if not more, and has a fucking six pack. So it's not the weight. It is the fat that we are carrying that is not letting us look the way we want to. So next time you think you gotta lose weight, I want you to think you don't have to lose weight, you gotta lose fat. But anyways, being on the treadmill, incline 15, speed 3, let's say for 20 to 25 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week, it's not comfortable. And therefore, people will rather much go to the spa than going to the gym. Even though the spa is what's gonna make them look fucking hot as shit, the gym is what's gonna make them look hot as shit and not the spa, you know. But again, people want to see results. They want to look smoking hot. They want to look amazing and feel great, but they are not willing to pay the price. In this case, the price is they're not willing to be uncomfortable. And so today's topic is about comfort and growth. They don't coexist. They can't. It is impossible. It is impossible for you to do something that is, it's impossible for you to grow as a person, emotionally, physically, financially, you know, and while being comfortable. I mean, unless you were born with millions and millions of dollars, and even like that, I believe very strongly that even people that have all the money, they still struggle with things, you know. Maybe they don't struggle with making a car payment, but I promise you they struggle with other things that, I don't know, I'm not a multimillionaire, so I don't know what kind of problems comes with being a multimillionaire, but I'm sure some of you guys listening, you know what I'm talking about. And so what I'm saying is that you are not, this is not a worry-free zone or worry-free life, or you can be having $10 billion in the bank. I promise you, you're going to be stressing about something. And, you know, so we'll always be worried about something, stressing about something. But what I'm saying to you guys is that growth and comfort, they cannot coexist. At one point or another, you have to get out of your comfort zone and grow and do something for you, whether it's for you, for your relationship, for your business, you know, that is going to make you feel a little uncomfortable. But it's the only way that you're going to be able to grow. And so think about it. Going to the gym is not like going to the spa. It's very uncomfortable, especially the next day if you hit a very good session with your trainer and you target those muscles the proper way. Obviously, the next day you're going to be uncomfortable, very uncomfortable, because guess what? You're going to be sore. But that's the part that most people are not willing to put themselves through. And this is why I say growing comfort cannot coexist. You know, opening a new business is tough. You know, you're stressing constantly. Is, am I going to make it? Is this business going to make it? Am I making the right decision? Am I wasting money? I'm going through that right now with our second location, you know, where I have to make decisions and have meetings with my sons. We talk about, hey, did we make the right decision? Is this going to be something that's going to be successful? Or, you know what, let's test it out. We can only go a few months. And once we realize it may not be working, or if it's working, keep going. If it's not working, do we pull the plug, or do we just stick around a little longer? You know, all these things that make you uncomfortable, because it's not just a matter of thinking about it, but it's costing us quite a lot of money. These decisions cost a lot of money. And so when do you make the right decision? Do I pull the plug now, next month, the month after that, 6 months later? You know, all these things are very uncomfortable, because we're dealing with money, we're dealing with time, you know, teaching classes, showing up in the place, keeping the place looking amazing, promoting the place. You know, it's quite a lot of shit that you have to add to a place, coming from a place where I was already very, very comfortable and doing well. But again, if you want to grow, like in our case, when I grow and when I open another business, obviously we have to get to an uncomfortable place in order to, for us to make those decisions. Someone opening a new business, like I say, like in this case, us, but there's quite a few of you guys out there that are listening to me right now that either just opened up your business or are in the early stages of your business. And so the question to you is this: are you willing to be uncomfortable in order for you to grow that business, to grow your bank account, obviously, because the whole point of opening a business is to make more money. You know, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to come to the gym and be uncomfortable in order for you to actually see results? Ignore that beep, guys. I'm driving right now, and my car is making stupid sounds every time I want to switch lanes, and it's a car next to me. Anyways, but are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do exactly what I said? Are you willing to say, hey, you know what? I do need to lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds, 30 pounds, 50 pounds, and I am willing to put myself through hell in order to achieve that result. Are you mentally ready to achieve what it takes, to do what it takes in order to achieve the ultimate result of what you're looking for? And do all understand that when you enter the arena, in this case, the fitness world, in this case, losing fat. Again, if I use the word losing weight, it's just because it's a very, you know, common phrase, but deep inside, it's fat. So are you ready to enter the losing fat arena and put yourself through whatever comes out of the gate? You know, look at yourself as the ultimate gladiator, the new modern world gladiator. Are you willing to take, to do, to go through everything and anything that comes at you in order to achieve the results? And do know that if that is the goal, you do know you have to get to an uncomfortable place in order to reach an area of your life that you haven't been before. And if you were there before, and for some reason you lost it, whether you gained weight or you lost money or whatever, that you know exactly what you need to do in order to get back up to that level. And if you've never been there, well, guess what? Once you roll your sleeves and get ready, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. But once you understand that in your head, and once you come into terms in your head that that's what it takes, I think the journey becomes easier. I'm not going to say becomes easy, slightly easier, you know, because you are understanding that you have to go through that. If I want to swim across the pool and I don't want to get wet, well, that's a problem. Then I should not be swimming across the pool. I should be walking around the pool. But if the only way is to go through the pool, getting into the water and swimming to the other way, you know what? Then you do know that you have to get wet. And once you understand that you have to get wet, I think it's a lot easier, knowing that, hey, this is what it has to be done, and this is what it has to be done, you know? And so it should not be a surprise to you that in order for you to achieve greatness, you have to put yourself in levels and enter zones that are very uncomfortable for you at the current moment. But do know that those uncomfortable zones become very comfortable eventually. Once you're in that water for a few minutes, it actually becomes easier. It actually becomes nice. It actually becomes more uncomfortable when you get out of the water, when you feel like, oh my God, I feel cold again. You know, so what I'm saying is keep going, keep grinding, do your thing. You are smart. Do whatever it takes, and just remember one thing: we only live once, and if we do it right, once is enough. And that's it for me, guys, today. Have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoyed this power talk, and remember, there is no growth and comfort that can coexist. Unfortunately, they are literally opposites, okay? And so do know that in order for you to achieve amazing things, the more uncomfortable you get, the harder it is, the more valuable, the more rewarding, and the more joyful I think that final result will be and it's gonna feel. So go out there, have fun. It is Monday, it's the beginning of the week, it's the beginning of everything. Get shit done. You are born to succeed. You were born to succeed. You were born to be happy. You were born to achieve shit. Even things that you don't need, why not? Fuck it. Go out there and get everything possible, everything that you can think of. Go out there, roll up those sleeves, and go and grind hard and achieve anything and everything that you ever wish you could. Because you know what? You can. Talk to you guys soon. Until next time. See ya.